How much have you thrown away in your lifetime already? Do you ever think about it? I'd like to see the things I threw away when I was 8 or 12 or 14. The words discard or refuse don't seem appealing. Rubbish, often associated with the UK, is a cozy word, like baby rabbits living inside tree stumps. Whatever you call it, trash and litter, its existence on planet Earth has fascinated me for a long time. There are places you can't get away from it. The aftermath of a fiesta parade in my city of San Antonio, for example, or the back streets of Mumbai, which many people still prefer to call Bombay. I heard there wasn't any trash in Japan. So, of course, it was something I looked for right away upon arrival there and felt weirdly joyous to find a 2-inch-tall yellow pencil on a beach, which instantly became the king of pencils in my cloth pencil pouch. Trash cans used to be quirkier. Some were short, others metal, plastic, some green, some a debonair shiny silver, some with handles or separate lids. But now, many Americans are living in the era of institutional giant cans with wheels and handles. They seemed like scary animals at first. You can easily sprain your wrist dragging a heavy one by one hand only, but this is also they can be picked up by the 2 massive robotic arms of the trash truck, which is actually very fun to watch if you are 2 years old. Clamp, lift, dump. It's a hug at every house, an urban rhythm. Cheers to the cities and stores that are banning plastic bags, long overdue. Obviously, it's possible to use the same paper or cloth bag for a very long time if you just train yourself to carry it in. And isn't it totally time to say farewell to straws that pierce and torture fish? We're all involved in this. The animals that die from eating plastic bags deserve better protection from humans. This is my very obvious advice to people who want to make less trash. Reusable implements. Buy food items with less packaging, if possible. Decline the extra napkins and utensils if you don't really need them. Carry your own cup. It's just a matter of getting into different habits. Kids probably know more about the 5 trillion pieces of plastic in the oceans, in great swirling garbage patches, than many adults do. The largest scary congregation, Great Pacific Garbage Patch, lives somewhere in that beautiful blue water between Hawaii and California. Good luck to the various styles of giant trash vacuums, the Seabin Project for one, headed out into the waters from different shores to consume all this junk. I hope you are very hungry, vacuums. Where does this plethora of leavings come from? How long does it take you, even one little you, to fill the can by your desk? I am assuming things, that you have a desk. Really, a desk is a great luxury on planet Earth. I am assuming you don't just throw everything onto the floor or ground around you when you are done with it. Apparently, a lot of people still do that. Listen to the poems coming up. If you live in a remote rural place in any country, you may be more aware of how much you dispose of than someone who lives in a city. In a city, it's constantly being carted away. And it's shocking. It's shocking how much trash we make. What does that say about us? I'm not sure why, but it always seemed like my job to pick up trash whenever I saw it. Perhaps this stems from being bicultural, belonging nowhere and everywhere at once, being a pleaser, always trying to make my parents and friends happy. Or perhaps it's a result of my preference for clean spaces. Once I signed a piece of paper supposedly mailed by the city of San Antonio, promising to pick up all the trash in a 4-to-6-block radius of our house for the rest of my life. Was there really such a document? I am sure of it, but I have never met another person who signed one. I know I contemplated it briefly, then signed with a flourish and sent the self-addressed stamped envelope back to our city refuse department, feeling proud. How did they know me so well?